You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, all about real estate with Ken and Jane. Well, Jane, the summer market is here. We're one third of the way into summer. So the good news is that we still have 2 full months of summer officially. And based on the heat wave we're having, summer could well extend into September, October.
Oh, no, maybe, please.
Maybe, well, at least what we usually thought of summer, meaning that if it's we're in the 90s now, but maybe by November we'll cool down to the 70s. So
hopefully.
So the summer itself is certainly hot. So what we want to update our listeners on is, how is the summer real estate market? Is it as hot as the weather or not?
Yes, that's a good question, Ken. Today, I'm doing the data. I have the paper. That's why I wear my glasses, so I can read better. And back this year, from January to now, the last 6 months, right? In the winter, January, February, March, even April, the market is very good. It's very tight, inventory-wise. So the price has been good. Price definitely went up since last year. And especially the inventory, right? In January, February, March, the inventory, according to Central Jersey MLS, January 862, February 876, and March just over 900. By the way, that's a whole Central Jersey MLS available.
On the market,
active listing.
So roughly, you're saying in March, in all of Central Jersey, there were about 900 plus homes listed on the market.
That's correct. For sale. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And in June, July, now it's jumped to 1,100 to 1,200. So market, if you look at the number wise, right, the inventory went up roughly around the 30%. Around 30%. However, even the percentage raised around average around 30%, but you have to look at different markets. Some, because this is a Central Jersey MLS, cover a lot of townships. Certain areas still very tight of inventory, obviously still very, very tight. There's no inventory. Others show the more inventory come to the market, like us, right? In, for example, like East Brunswick, almost every day you have a new house come to the market. So that's really depends where your local market. If you want to know how your neighborhood working, doing the real estate wise, contact your local expert so they can probably give you more town by town, area by area, community by community update. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's interesting. So there's more inventory in general, and most likely the additional, like you said, the summer inventory now is for Central Jersey is about 1,100, 1,200, whereas in March it was around 900 plus homes.
Yeah.
So the indicative, I guess we go back to our favorite supply and demand curve. So if there's more inventory, there's more supply. So what has that done? What has that, the current inventory, how has that affected the market in terms of buyers? The buyer, they can be a little bit pickier, a little bit more choosy, the biddings and stuff. Because of course, if you have more pickings to choose from, it's gonna have a consequences on them. On the market.
Very good question, Ken. Very, very good question. Absolutely. You know, I always share my view with our clients and our listeners, right? You know, when we talk about real estate, what we learn is location, location, and the location. Doesn't matter which book you read, doesn't matter who you talk to. When you talk about real estate, they talk about location, location, and the location. Based on my experience last 15 years, I feel differently. For the buyer, absolutely. For the buyer, always location, location, and the location. Because you may buy near work, near your friends, near family, near your churches, near some reason, or have a lakefront, whatnot. So location.
But when you also say location, I mean, that's, you're talking, there's several factors of location. There's location, the practicality aspect, closeness to relatives, family, friends, schools, work. But there's also the specific house specific location, you know, corner lot, private street, wooded, you know, beautiful wooded, you know, nice land separation, spacing between the neighbors. So there's a lot of things that go into location, right?
Absolutely, Ken. Yeah. You know, I love that. You're always so detailed. Absolutely. That's all come under location, right? And however, my understanding last 15 years for the buyer, always location, always, you know, some aspect of what you just mentioned, location, track them. But for the seller, may not be. The seller, in my opinion, I could be wrong here, but based on my opinion, is timing, timing, and timing. You could have the best location. You could have best everything. If your house on the market 2011 or 2012, you're not going to get, most likely, if you bought a house, I should rephrase it. Mm-hmm. If you bought your house 2006 or 7, mm-hmm. okay, and for whatever the reason, you need to sell in 2011, 2012, most likely, it doesn't matter the location, and you most likely will take a haircut on the pricing because overall, the market went down 20 to 25%
mm-hmm.
in 11 and 12.
Correct.
Obviously, later on, 13, 14 rebounds back a little. Now, since 2019 until now, last 4 years, it's went up 30, 40%. Well,
so here's the million-dollar question. If you're one of those people, those unfortunate people, hopefully they're happily enjoying their house, that bought a home in 2005, let's say 2006, at the height of the market. They've lived in that house and they currently live in the house and are listening to the show and they say, well, what if I wanted to put my house on the market now in 2024, the summertime? What would it yield in comparison to what I paid for?
Oh, much more, much more. But once again, that's open another question. You know, I mean, you put your house on the market not only because you think you get more money, but you have to think where you're going, why you want to put on market. I mean, some people will say, oh, now if I put on market, I get more money, but where I'm going to go? Doesn't matter where you go, you have to pay more to purchase one. You may not even get the home you're looking for, perfect mm-hmm. home, because you're in a rush, right? Buy and sell at the same time. Plus, you know, if you rent, the rent is still on the high side. So mm-hmm. what's the benefit to you if you want to sell, besides you thinking get a lot of money for your home? Because you're going to cost a lot of money for you to go other places. Say, for example, if you want to retire, you want the lifestyle changes, that's totally understandable. You know, that's a different. But if you say, oh, like us, right? Well, the market is so good. Why don't we sell our house? Where are we going?
We have nowhere to go.
You know, what if we buy a house, we pay more too, you know? So what actually the net benefit to us? A lot of people call me to their home. I always ask them, why do you want to sell your house? So not every house I went, I believe they should for sell their home.
And if the only reason that the seller gives is they want to sell their home is because the market is high, I want to capture that rate, but then you've got to delve a little bit more and ask
yeah.
them, where do you plan on going? And if they start saying, I don't know, I'm
yeah.
gonna worry about it, then you know, then you have to guide
you
them.
You have to help them.
Based on the region they want to live in, where mm-hmm. if that's really going to be a beneficial purpose to sell the house.
Exactly. It's, when I was young, my mom always taught me, whatever you get, okay, in life in general, or price for the house, you have the minus what cost you to get there.
Right.
You know, if the cost are pretty much mutual, you have to think it again. If the cost could be negative, you definitely need to consider right. your yeah. action.
But
right?
if it's a necessity, then it's a different
That's
story.
A different story.
Then if it's necessity due to job, yep. due to family, yep. due to the retirement, then you know, something is planned already, then it makes sense.
That makes sense, definitely. But, so that's go back to your question. If you bought 2005, 6, and 7, what you should do? I mean, you should do to look at your current life and see in 3 years, 5 years, where I'm going to be. What I want to do with my life. So maybe that's a starting point to see, you know, whether you should sell them while the market is still good or you should stay where you are. So that is the point. And a lot of time, right, people call me, it's not only they want to sell their home, they just want to see the third party, you know, just like someone, like a sounding board, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like a sounding board. Someone can see whether what they're thinking is, you know, viable.
Makes sense,
yeah,
right.
makes sense or not. So that's why, you know, you can talk to your friend. I mean, you can have an agent talk. If you trust the agent, talk to the agent. They not only to be your sounding board
they're
to see
to be your advisor
yeah based. Whether it's mm-hmm. worth it to sell or right time to sell, shouldn't say worth it, right time to sell or not. Also, they can give you some advice how to improve your home so that when the time comes and you don't have to be rushed.
Right.
I mean, I met somebody back, I mean, a few years ago, and they were thinking about selling, and then the COVID started, they rethink it again, they decided to stay. But when we talk, I told them my opinion on how to get a home ready, and that just happened during the COVID, and they have a lot of time. They did what they did. Now they said, oh, I wish I knew earlier. It was so enjoyable. The home is so nice. So that's why I always talk to professional. Doesn't mean you want to sell your house today, but get some advice. And
it's funny you mentioned that as a sidebar. I was speaking to a guy from the gym who lives in another, he lives down in, I think, Jamesburg, and he was saying that, oh, he knows that I'm in the real estate business and do commercial, but he's saying, oh, he's noticed his neighbor two doors down was getting the house all fixed up, getting it painting done, getting the, you know, the bushes done. And he goes, oh, I bet I have a suspect that he must be getting ready to put the house on the market. And then we were talking about that and saying, yeah, oftentimes when the sellers, when the homeowners put the house on the market, it's the house looks better than it ever looked it in the years that they lived there. And it's a shame because, like, that hits the point that you're driving home, that most people don't, you know, make the beautify the home, but they don't get to enjoy all the improvements. They just get it. It's like getting it prepped, ready for the, you know, ready for the market.
Sometimes,
but not all the time. But
sometimes it doesn't cost as much as you would think. When we represent, when I used to represent another buyer, I always give them idea after closing what they should do. For example, right, a lot of people would paint the house after they close, right? But I always say to them, when you paint the house, you have to take the switch down. You have to take the outlet down, right? The plate down because you have the paint. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just replace them? They're not expensive.
Yeah.
Build a great whole box costs you a few bucks, right?
Right.
How about
right.
the lighting? How about something? When you change a little things, right?
Little
doesn't
things, yeah.
cost much. What you know, even put a few nice pictures on the wall can change your mood, change the whole feeling about the house, even the drips and anything.
Sure,
or
sure.
take off the drips in your house, right? You
yeah.
take it off, the
yeah.
house is much brighter.
Exactly.
So,
that's
yes.
what they do for the open houses. All right, we're going to pick up that point. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Location, location, location. Yes, that's right. A three-level building located directly on Route 18 in East Brunswick is for sale. A great opportunity to present your business and brand to more than 50,000 passing vehicles. Zoned highway commercial, this building is suitable for retail, service, and professional uses. To find out more, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. Prime office space on Route 18 is available for lease. This versatile layout features private offices, conference rooms, and workstations, with options to lease from 500 square feet to 2,800 square feet. Ideal for lawyers, accountants, and any professional service provider. Convenience extends beyond the premises with quick and direct access to major highways, including the New Jersey Turnpike, Route 1, and Route 130. To find out more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. You've got the questions. They've got the answers. It's all about real estate with Ken and Jane Muller. Now let's get back out to our hosts, Ken and Jane.
Okay, welcome back to our show. We're giving a summer 2024 market update in the heat wave we're experiencing here in July. So Jane, so we know there's more homes on the market. We went over that in the inventory and all the data. So the question is now, what do you want to talk about? Is the summer the perfect time, or do you want to get into what the homeowners can do to make their home stand out? But I'll turn it back to you.
You know, it's so funny. I read a news the other day, right? U.S. News. There was an article. I think the writer probably means well, but I mean I agree with some, but not for this year at least. The U.S. News there was an article about why summer is the perfect time to sell your home, and then the first one they said warmer temperature motivate buyers. I somehow disagree because
they are correct.
They are correct
because they said warm, but they didn't say that. Again,
hot.
That's right, they didn't say hot.
But this is summer market. Summer start with the hot weather every
that's
day.
Right. So it depends how you interpret warm.
Warm,
if you say 70,
yes.
80 degrees, that's a night. That motivates, I think, people to get out and drive around. But when you're talking 95 to
100
degrees with high humidity, I don't think it's that much fun to get in and out of an air-conditioned car and look at homes. It may have a... It may decrease the buyer motivation.
Unless you have a perfect backyard, really nice landscape, have a beautiful pool, you have a gazebo, you have a really outdoor, maybe that's definitely time for you to shine during the hot summer days. Yeah. Second point they have is they said warmer weather improves showings. I mean, once again, it really depends how warm, how hot the weather is.
Yeah,
because last few weeks it was so hot and a lot of grasses doesn't look as green as used to be. So, you know, that's really depends in how weather improves showings.
Right. And also with the hot, with the extreme heat weather like we've been experiencing the last few weeks, you have the increased chance of thunderstorms. So I believe you held open houses over this. The week before we had the thunderstorms and that, and then there was heavy downpours and then
forecast was it was clear 1:30 suddenly start to heavy rain and they finished 4,
which is pretty much expected every day during these heat waves.
Yeah,
you don't know when you're going to get hit with a monster storm.
Yeah, I only had a half an hour,
then it cooled it off and then it's heated
back. Cooled off is good, but I missed the golden. Because it's such a heavy rain, a lot of people decided, you know, not come out of the car. So, the third one they said is, in the article says, there's less competition among sellers. But once again, general maybe, this year definitely not. This year, the market started heat up late May, June. Okay? So every day you have a more seller put a house on the market. And it just happened. There's no reason. People ask me, why? Sometimes it just happened, right?
And you would think that would be a logical question as to why. Because the normally isn't the spring known as the time when the sellers typically would put their house, when they want to get it, when the flowers are blooming. Usually the summer time would have that increase because it'd be too close to the school season. And the theory is people put the house on the market in the spring. Because they want to make sure likelihood is that there may be a family with children and they want the children to be able to be into the new home, you know, by the summer months so they can make the transition for the school year.
That's why the writer researched and said that. But in this year, it's very different. I don't know the reason, but I do not know the reason. But really, really, it just happened. No particular reason why it happened. But it just happened this year. This year, as I said to many of my clients, right, I normally work Mother's Day. We're always holding open house on Mother's Day. Last year, we sold a home on Mother's Day. Quite a few homes sold actually on the Mother's Day open house. The buyer agent sent the clients to our open houses. But this year is the only first Mother's Day I was having a day off. Not because I want to take a day off, take it easy. Mm-hmm. Truly, there was a zero inventory, nothing to sell. I had a few listings. They all sold very quickly, so there was nothing to be open house for. So that's why this year is very different. But I don't think it's a particular reason. It's not anything every listener there have to be aware, have to be worried about. It just happened. Just like sometimes, you know, you go somewhere, go to a restaurant, you think a lot of people during the busy hour, but you found out there was not many people. But as soon as you sit down, you can see people start follow you.
Yeah.
So that's just, unfortunately or fortunately for some, it's just happened.
Right.
Yeah.
But the fact is there is more inventory the data by a few hundred homes compared to what it was in March.
Absolutely.
And so then now the question is
there's one more thing. I haven't finished yet. I wear my glass for a reason.
Okay.
I can read.
You actually took notes this
time. The last point they said you can get a head start, which is this item I totally agree. Because as you mentioned, right, only 1 month. A lot of people think summer is July, August. No, summer including 3 weeks, you know, four weeks of September. And here, you know, most of the cases after September starts, after Labor Day, the market, a lot of buyers refocusing on the home search again. So that's a very strong month. A lot of people thought that was a fall market. No, September is still summer market. Yes.
Okay.
So based on what we discussed, what are we going to do about it? You know, the data says there's more inventory. What are we going to do about it?
Well, so that infers the question would be then either you have to make the price. Well, we'll get into the things, but I would think the first thing you would want to do is the home would have to be priced
sharply
based on
yes.
what its really current market value is. Or maybe you can, maybe
absolutely.
In the past you could try to, if you could test, you could test the waters a little bit more. Whereas now, because you have other competition, there's more homes to compare it to. So they're going to, so anybody out there, any buyer or buyer agent is going to look very carefully and compare your home to the one, you know, around the block and the number of bedrooms, the size, the condition, the age of the roof, the age of the appliances, the, you know, the updates and all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. You know, in February, March, right, traditional, you know, March, you know, spring market that time, March and April, maybe only one house for that price range. So mm-hmm. when that house going up, as an agent, you can afford to ask a little more. Or if you didn't, the market will tell you. They're going to beat. They overbid it. But in today's market, almost every day, there's a new home come on the market. And so obviously, to get the correct listing price is vital. Mm-hmm. And most sellers feel their house worth more than the neighbors because the neighbor sold in March. But whatever the data you can get last 6 months actually is higher than today because of supply and demand, right? Mm-hmm. So that if you look at your data, if the neighbor house sell X, you think your house better, you should have
X plus one. Five or,
yeah, but think again. You'll probably be better. You just ask the similar price.
That was my question.
Yes.
I was going to ask your opinion, your professional opinion on the residential market in the summer now, given there's increased inventory, more competition. If the same home sold in March for let's use a realistic number of $600,000, would that current home, assuming there's been no changes to it in this summer market, sell for $600,000 plus or minus, or it's hard to say.
Hard to say. I mean, in this case, if I got a home in March and I got 600 per se, right? And today, even this house may be slightly better. I'm not talking about a lot of more better, slightly better, right? Mm-hmm. I would ask $599,600 basically,
right.
And let the market push it up.
Right.
We just had one house. I was a little bit worried because I had a very similar house a few months ago, went way over. Okay, and very good result. This house is beautiful. It's very similar. But I said to the owner, you know, let's not push it so hard, right? Mm-hmm. Let's give a realistic number. So I think today would call for. Obviously, I can tell you how much March your house would call for. But this is more comfortable range today. So the owner said, let's go. What do you think today? And see what happens. But luckily, because that house is equally beautiful, the buyers came. Multiple offer received and pushed it up a little, but it didn't went up as high as I would get in February and March.
Mm-hmm. And the other perspective is, Jane, you might have the same home that was, had it been on the market in March, might have just sold quicker. So you might still, comparing the current, that same home being on the market now, you may yield the same
price,
but the list agent you may have to work harder and longer, a little bit longer to get that price because there's more company. The home may take, instead of taking 1 week to 2 weeks to get under contract, it could take 3 weeks or a month or longer conceivably, right? Because
absolutely
the buyers are not as quick to pull the trigger.
Absolutely can. I just got to mention that. And I had quite a few home went on the market in June because whatever reason, we've been talking to the owner back in, you know, last year, back in February, back in March, but they're just not ready. When they're ready, it just happened in June when everybody else ready at the same time. Yes, it took us a good, you know, 3-4 weeks. But that's really it. But thank God we got pretty good results.
Okay, so the price has to be sharp. And we have about a couple of minutes left, so let's wrap up.
Condition.
What about the condition of the house?
Condition has to be improved. Say, for example, in February, if you have the house not quite right, for example, the wallpaper, the carpet, you know, you probably get more money and still sell quick if you put on market. But today, for example, in East Brunswick, right, between 600-800, which is the most sweet spot for that market, mm-hmm. In February, March, I have one listing or two max. Now we have about 10 to 12 listings in that price bracket alone.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make sure your property is sharpened without doing the new bathroom, new kitchen. No, that's not what I'm asking.
Just updating the painting,
yeah,
maybe
just,
like you said, the little things, the light switches.
Yeah,
if you go into rooms that have light switches that are painted over from the paint, you may want to just go to the Home Depot, Lowe's, or buy some new plate covers and make a nice white instead of having that painted look to them.
Change some old lightings, to more modern. It's just small things to dress it up to
make a big difference. The shrubs are trimmed. There's no overhanging. But try to make the house as curb appealing as possible
and
then do what you can on the inside to make
power
it good.
Power wash the home.
All right. We're almost out of time. Just real quick now. How do you see with the lending rates and the market looking ahead to the fall?
I think the lending rate has went down a little, which is very encouraging. There's a lot of talk September, possibly the rate will be cut by the Fed, and nobody knows. But the news itself is very, very welcoming, and the rate is already dropped down to mid-6 now, which is very good. If the buyer out there, they still buy out there because all the good signs. So
it's encouraging for them for the residential market.
Absolutely.
All right. Sounds good. We're out of time. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see everyone next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.